Now, here's an example of thinking both outside and inside the Bach. This is Johann Sebastian Bach's Fugue in C minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. Well, it's actually what a group of Cuban-American musicians made of it for a CD that blends Bach with the rhythms of Afro-Cuban music. The CD is called Bach in Havana. The band is Tiempo Libre, based in Miami. Jorge Gomez is the music director, arranger, and keyboard player. Like the rest of the band, he grew up in Cuba, hearing dance rhythms all around him while being schooled in classical music.
Every morning when I wake up, my father was playing Bach. It's in my mind.
Your father is a classical pianist himself.
So it was very easy to make a CD with his music because everybody knows that music.
Everybody recognizes those themes, but we haven't heard them in Afro-Cuban music played by a salsa band.
Yeah, it's going to be the first time that you're going to dance with the Johann Sebastian Bach music.
Voy arrollando y con mi conga voy acabando. Voy caminando, voy arrollando y con
This CD that you've made is the music of Bach, but it's not just that it's set in Latino music, it is set in Cuban music. What does that do to be so connected to a place in the music that you play and yet not connected to it in your everyday life?
Well, you are Cuban by birth. You have that music on your blood. We have that music inside us every day, every night.
Do you, when the band is playing, do you sing them that way to communicate to the other musicians what you want to do?
Yes, and not only with the musician, with the audience too.
The first piece, Tu Conga Bach, if you were to try to explain to me what that piece is, you could do it that way?
Oh, yeah. It's a conga. Remember this, Jornes?
I bet that's just what Bach did when he was getting the choir ready. I bet he did the exact same thing. This is a cha-cha.
Yes. Cha-cha-cha.
Now, people will hear the familiar Bach theme come on in a second.
Exactly.
Here we are. So how did you go from the Bach piece to this particular adaptation of it into Cuban music?
Well, I pick up a different style of music. For example, this piece, a cha-cha-cha.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rhythm, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, and I have to listen a lot of melody from Johann Sebastian Bach, and then pick one.
You were looking for the Bach cha-cha-cha,
exactly.
The one that would work, and this was it.
Yes, that was the perfect melody.
What is it about the melody that makes it the perfect cha-cha-cha?
It's more rhythm. No, not too melodic, not too lyric. It's more... That's mixed perfectly with the rhythm.
And we're listening to you right now play here.
Yeah, it's me.
Are you improvising? Have you written it out, scored it very, very perfectly before you sit down? How are you playing that?
No, improvising all the time.
It sounds like you're enjoying yourself, too, as you're playing.
Oh, my God. Every minute.
Jorge Gomez on keyboard on the CD Bach in Havana by the salsa band Tiempo Libre. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.